Even though e-cigarettes have been around for almost a decade, over 2.1 middle and high school students were e-cigarette users in 2017. Their bright neon colors and new fruity flavors got many adolescents' attention and hooked. Juul releases high level of nicotine, making it extremely addictive. One Juul pod is equivalent to one pack of cigarettes. A lot of teens vape without knowing the real effect, like lung irritation, disease, and increases level of carcinogens. It even affects you in your learning environment. We decided to get an actual look of what others think the outcome of vaping is and interviewed a teacher from FCHS.
What are your thoughts on the frequency of students vaping in your high school?
My thoughts on the frequency of students vaping in the high school. I feel like every year it seems to be getting worse. More and more kids are vaping. Whether they get caught or not, I think it's kind of an issue that continues to grow at our school with the access to vaping. It's becoming more affordable, so more kids can do it.
You think that even younger grades, like below like sophomore level, maybe freshmen are vaping now, or?
Probably. I mean, I teach mostly juniors, so I don't know exactly. I mean, but I've heard from other teachers stories of, you know, kids vaping in their classes, and you know, when I see kids getting caught, you know, it seems like it's, you know, a spectrum of ages. I think, especially being in a high school where those young kids have access to older kids, I mean, it's so easy for those kids to just see some older kid doing it and just, oh, I'm gonna do that too. And so that kind of negative influence, I guess, of those older kids probably spreads it out.
Have you ever caught anyone vaping in your school? What happened in that incident?
I've got quite a few kids. Probably because I look like a high schooler. So they don't like realize they gotta put it away. One of the incidents, like we kind of mentioned, was in the stairwell. I was walking down the stairs and there was just this whole group of kids, as they always do, smoking the back of that stairwell. And so I told the kid to give it to me, and he just looked at me and said, F off. And I was like, oh, this didn't go right. So he was going to leave, and I was like, all right, man, don't leave, whatever. But I just had him walk back into the school, and then the cameras picked him up. And so it was pretty easy to figure out who it was.
E-cigarettes are now constantly changing. That means the long-term consequences are changing as well. Many groups have demanded the FDA to take it down from the market, but there still hasn't been any movement. In our opinion, what we can do to help is start educating kids at school and at home.